It's our God at the Movie series. Now, we're doing it differently this year. In past years, we've taken secular movies and we've kind of used them as a parable that I kind of pull out during the sermon. This year, we are taking Christian movies made by some of the larger movie companies that are good movies. And instead of using them as a kind of the parable and using them as parts, all we're going to do is watch the trailer for that movie, and then I'm going to preach about a theme that runs through that movie. That's kind of how we're going to do it. We're not going to be watching different clips during the movie. We're not going to be turning lights on and off. It's going to be a regular sermon, but it's going to connect. And then if you're really interested in that theme that I was talking about, tonight at 5 o'clock, we're going to show the movie. We're going to be in the fellowship hall. It's going to be real relaxed. If you want to bring some snacks, I'm going to try to pop some popcorn back there. And it's an hour and a half movie, and y'all are all welcome to come. Now, this week we're doing, I'm trying to pick different kinds of movie to reach different kinds of people. This movie is called The Resurrection of Gavin Stone. It came out 2 years ago. If anybody ever watched Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I don't know if any of y'all are Marvel fans, but the main guy in here, he was kind of like the bad guy season two. He was part of this team season one. You'll recognize him. There's a couple other recognizable people in here. But it is a romantic comedy. It's a little bit cheesy for the first hour, you know, if you kind of come and go, oh. But let me tell you, the last 30 minutes of this movie is so poignant and so on task with what we need to hear as a church. I'm just excited about watching it. Like I said, it's a comedy. It's a little bit goofy at times, but those last 30 minutes are worth every bit of it. Let's watch the trailer, and so you can kind of become familiar with what movie it is.
Dad, you in trouble?
A little.
What kind?
The kind where you can't leave the state until you've completed your community service hours.
Hey, do you know where the pastor's office is?
You're Gavin Stone.
You recognize me.
Should I?
How'd you know my name?
It was printed at the top of your rap sheet. I'm Alan Richardson, pastor.
Ah.
So,
what is it exactly that I'll be doing?
I've never acted before, but I'm willing to serve the Lord in whatever way you see fit.
You know, as gifted as I am with a mop, I'm 10 times better on stage.
We ask that all cast members be Christians.
I am one. I've had the passion of the Christ for a couple years now.
Is that it?
No.
Hi, everybody. My name is Gavin Stone. I'm auditioning for the role of Jesus Christ.
Superstar.
Let's just dive right in.
What if
you drop a single spot on me?
That is the exact opposite of what Jesus was about.
Really?
Don't you pick up on that when you read the Gospels?
Well, yeah, you know, when I read the Gospels, I pick up on that a little bit.
Great first rehearsal.
And I have some thoughts.
Coffee, maybe?
No, thanks.
Okay.
Don't sweat it.
She's just under a lot of stress, especially being a PK. Pastor's kid.
She's Alan's daughter.
Yeah.
Hey. Sorry.
Wow.
I figured I might as well start diving into character.
Nice.
Blessings. Peace be to you.
This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
I don't think he gets the story.
But isn't this why we do what we do?
Welcome to Cars for Single Moms.
Here you go.
Put that on.
This is the best part.
Why don't you come over there?
No. Didn't you know who did it?
Exactly.
We don't want the credit.
Hashtag words I've never said to my agent.
Why do you care if I stay?
Because you said you would.
I was rude and selfish, and you guys gave me a second chance.
This is what we do.
I surrender. My way didn't work. I missed out on all this.
Into your hands, I commit my spirit.
We are limitless, limitless,
I think he needs us as much as we need him.
I don't know how this thing you have with God works exactly, but
I like what it does.
We really do believe in second chances here.
We are.
So that's the resurrection of Gavin Stone. The basic story is he's a Hollywood bad guy, not a Christian. Has no relationship with God, but is hurting inside. And as that pain from his inside is causing him to make bad choices on the outside, and we see that all the time, he gets into such trouble that he has to do a community service at a church. And this is where the story progresses of taking someone who is lost as can be and putting him into a church that believes in grace. And you watch through this movie, this arc of this character of Gavin Stone, just pretending to be a Christian, pretending to get along, but all the time, him just feeling the grace of God coming in through this church that he's at. And in the final scenes, you know, just that realization that that grace is from God and that grace is for him. It's an amazing thing. And here's what I want to pull out today, is that as a church, are we a grace place? Are we a grace place? You see, in this movie, it was all about God's people demonstrating God's grace that changed Gavin Stone. And it just, as I started thinking about it, I started thinking, are we a grace place? You know, one scene, and I'm not going to talk about the movie a lot, but one scene just really caught me in that movie. And as you see, he comes in and he wants to be a part of their Easter drama, and he actually wants to be Jesus Christ, and they let him because he's a Hollywood actor, and he gets up there. But there's this one scene where he's there, and it's the woman at the well scene. Y'all remember the woman at the well? And the lady has been caught in adultery, and they've thrown her to the ground, and he's practicing the scene, and the script says, write something in the sand, and he just looks at the church people there, and he goes, I don't get this scene. What am I supposed to write on the ground? Why does he care about this lady? And as you think about it, and as I thought about it, you know, it just baffles your mind that here he is in the middle of God's grace. In the middle of seeing the love of God, and in the moment where he can see God's love and God's grace given to somebody else, he kind of goes like this, I just don't get it. I don't get it. And I want to say, how do you not get that? You know, how can you be so surrounded by God's grace but not see how it is applicable in this sense to that lady? And then I think about us sometimes. And I think, how many times are we here, surrounded by God's grace, but somehow we forget how to connect it to things going on in our lives? How can we be a place of grace? You know, do we need reminding of that? Do we need to remind ourselves about what God did for us? There's a story about at the turn of the